is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
I said greater works. The works that he did shall we do too, and greater works. God does not want you or your experience or your status. He doesn't want anything to take credit for what he's about to do in your life. God wants him to get the glory. See, when he holds you up, he wants to make you a trophy, a sign and a symbol of how good he is. He wants them to see that you are not broke, not sick, not mad, not condemned. He wants all the fruit to be showing in your life, and they don't want to eat it. What separates you from the world is the blessing. It's not you that's doing the work. He doing the work. Now. Say supernatural. And we got to watch it because boundaries come in our lives because of how we've been programmed, or folk that we hang around, or the preaching that we've heard. I don't know where you came from, but God hit Moses' choke point. He said, listen, your people are begging for meat. Tell them I'm going to feed them meat. Now, in the middle of the desert now, no refrigerators, no freezers. I'm going to feed them meat every day. Not one day, just 2 days, 3 days, but a whole, not just a week, but a whole month. And I'm going to feed it to them until it comes out of their nostrils. In other words, I'm going to give them more than enough every day until they're just stuffed with it. So what did Moses say? Moses said, wait a minute now. How is this going to happen? Now notice what he's trying to do. Reason. And when you reason, you can only use your experiences. You can only use what you've been taught. And if you haven't been taught beyond what you've been taught in the natural, you haven't been taught much. Because it's very easy to hit that boundary of saying, Lord, what are we going to do now? See, that's you. But if you let the Holy Ghost tell you what you can do, say amen to that. So that was Moses' choke point. The Lord said, wait a minute, is the Lord's hand whacked short? And that thing hit me down in Texas. I was preaching, and I got done preaching. And part of my message was on the season of the supernatural. Well, once I got done preaching, there was a lady that as I came back in the hallway to go back and you know, settle down and so forth after I finished preaching, she was crying, and one of the ushers was there. Said, Pastor Winston, she's just begging to see you. She just wants to meet with you for a minute. I said, okay, she's just crying. I said, what is it, ma'am? She said, the Lord is talking to me. I said, what is he saying? He's telling me that I can raise my husband from the dead. A husband or son or somebody who had just passed. I said, when did they die? They died a few weeks ago. I said, well, where are they now? They're buried. I said, they're buried? I wanted to step back and say, let the Lord lead. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I stepped back. I said, ma'am, I said, I'm going to pray with you. But I'm going to pray within 3 days. God's going to tell you exactly what to do. Now, that brought release to her. Okay? Now, that was all the wisdom I could draw on at that particular point in time. But I'm here now. And that was day before yesterday, I think it was. And I'm going up the street playing the tape from the 9 o'clock service from last Sunday. The thing was loaded. And I said, I said in there, Lazarus was raised from the dead. Now, wait a minute. Where was he? Buried. Buried. What was the condition of his body? Decomposing. I better go over here. I can see some doubters, boy. I can see your face, man. Y'all looking at me like a calf with a new gate. If thou can believe, 'cause with God all things are possible. And then I'm saying, Lord Jesus, Holy Ghost talking to me. See, he got to teach you on that level. Because there are no natural instructions for that level. You got to leave there and go to the Holy Ghost. And he is your teacher, and he's ready to teach you right now. Are you ready to listen? I said, greater works. I said, the works that he did shall we do too, and greater works. Folks, I know we're going to do greater works, bigger crowds. We're going to be able to save a nation in a day. I know we're going to do greater works, as Elijah did a number of miracles, but Elisha, his protege, he doubled the miracles. I'm saying Jesus did a set of miracles, but the church going to double the miracles. But not only are we going to get that, we're going to get miracles on another level. Let's go over. Can y'all with me? Let's go over to Acts chapter 14, please. I believe I got the right crowd here. Acts chapter 14. And look what it says here. Glory to God. He says this in verse 41. Behold, ye despisers and wonder and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which you shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. I'm a work that even when people tell it about you, telling you about it, you're going to have a hard time believing that. But there are going to be miracles on a level that your natural mind is not even remotely familiar with. And even some believers going to be doubting, wow, did that really happen? Yes, it happened, praise God. When Jesus was raised from the dead, notice what it said, what happened? Graves flew open. What was that in Matthew, I think, chapter 27? Graves flew open and people walked out of them graves. I'm here to tell you, saints, we're about to see something in this last hour that has never, ever been in this earth ever before. I'm telling you, when I told you, you're going to be able to look at your checking account and all of a sudden you're going to have $300,000 deposited with no mistake in the banking system. God's going to create everything, including an audit trail for the money. Now, what we got to do is believe. The only limit to you getting where you need to go or having what you need to have is what you believe. I'm trying to take it up to the point where you'll believe anything. If I came and told you that I flew down to my cousin's house, you say, well, I believe that. If I come on now, are you following what I'm saying? Get your mind open to all things being possible with God, so that when you have an impossibility, impossible won't even cross your mind. You won't even think in terms of that. The doctors say you can't make it. This one says you're not going to live long. This thing goes wrong. So-and-so said they're going to put you out of the house if you don't have it. All you got to do is lift your hands up. Drop back and get yourself some miracle faith. Just see how Joshua marched around Jericho. Just see how Gideon took 300. Just see how the woman with the issue of blood, and no physician could heal her. But when she heard about Jesus, now, let's go to this last piece. Can I give you this last piece before you go? Is faith coming now? See, you got to understand, miracle faith is coming now. I'm not talking about the kind of faith that you see the results next month. I'm talking about same day faith. Come on, I'm talking about same night faith. I'm talking about when Jesus spoke to the fig tree, he went up there and went to sleep. But while you're going to be asleep, miracles going to be taking place in your account. You got to see what I'm saying, because it's not you that's doing the work. He doeth the work. Now, let's just look at this last place. John chapter 17. Glory to God. John chapter 14, 12 says, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do, and greater work shall he do, because I'm going to my Father. Now, look at John 17. Let's just close out here. Now look at verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Now that's key for you to understand. You're in this world, but what? Not of the world. I pray not that you take them out of the world, but that you should keep them where? From the evil that's in the world. All right. Now watch this. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You're called salt. Three things salt does. One, salt is found everywhere. It's found in water, in oceans, some even in fresh water. Salt is found in the environment, in land, in the soil. Salt is found in plants. Salt is found in animals. Salt is found everywhere. You should be found everywhere. Next one. Now, I'm just saying that because folks have stayed around the church. Number two, salt is a preservative. It is designed to keep something preserved. And in that analogy for the Christian, we are here to preserve the earth. That we are supposed to hold back evil and keep people from destroying themselves. Salt. Third, salt. It makes people thirsty. Your presence in their environment should make them thirsty. Now, notice what Jesus said. Don't take them out of the world. He's not planning you to come out of the world. I know it's good to set up behind these four walls. But guess what? You are deliberately planted among the wicked. Okay. I knew I'd reach a choke point there somewhere. God deliberately plants the righteous among the wicked. Then you try to draw back. You don't understand. You got the blessing on your life. You both walk right in there. Are you following what I'm saying? And look at the next verse here now. You are the light of the world. The light of the who? World, not church. We got light already. We don't need no more light in here. You are the light of the world, the wicked world. You are the light of them. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but under a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that in the house. So let your light so shine before men, come on now, that they may see your what kind of works? Good works, and do what to your Father? And glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So don't tell me you can't mix in that world. When I say mix, I mean you're in it, but not of it. You have been deliberately planted among the wicked. And you have if you don't want to go, then you don't have any business in the earth. Because your business is with them. It's out there. That's your business. They can't contaminate you. What the greater one is in you. It's not in them. Are y'all following what I'm saying? And somehow we want to draw back. My wife and I, before we even came in and preached. See, I got this when I first got saved. We were preaching on the street over 3 years. We loved it. God didn't make that pulpit so some preacher will have a place to preach. I mean, why he made that? No, we're to go into the world. Well, they cussing out there. Hey! Well, let me out them then. He that is in me, man. Now, I know we got our kids and we bring them up in a certain environment and so forth like that. But you ain't kids no more. You grown folk. And now you've been trained for reigning. And when you go into those environments because of the blessing on your life and the image that's inside of you, all you got to do is start speaking. Just start speaking to it. Because the blessing on you is designed to turn ruined places into the Garden of Eden. Folks, before you know it, everybody in there going to stop kind of cussing a little bit. They're going to come to you for advice. Headaches, you're going to heal them. Come on now. Somebody going to want to go to church with you. That's because you got the fruit. Now, one more place. Are y'all with me here? See, we got to set the record straight, man. You got to go into the darkest places in the world. Go in there. Who up in here? You got to let devil know that he is not holding people any longer. That the power of God is now being released in him. You don't have to do it yourself. You just speak it and believe what you are. I'm telling you, you walk in a place with that kind of anointing on you, that devil will treat you just like he treated Jesus when he came up on that demoniac. He threw himself down, said, away from us. Your days of fighting devils are over. You just tell them where to go. And look what it said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, underlying works. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envious murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, they that which do such things shall not what? Inherit the kingdom of God. He didn't say wouldn't be saved, but you won't get the benefits of a saved life. The king is going to be hard to get the kingdom to work for you if you're working in the flesh. Say amen to that. All right, now we know everybody working on something. Say, I'm working on something. All right, look at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, come on, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, come on, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such There is no law. Verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. All right, now, what am I trying to tell you now? The word faith there doesn't mean faith. It means faithfulness. That's where it translates, faithfulness. Faithfulness means complete or steadfast. It means to adhere to a person or a thing. And it means to one that is bound to an oath. It means loyal. It implies having an undivided allegiance to a person, to a cause, or to an institution. Faithfulness, it means constant, freedom from fickleness in attention or loyalties. Faithfulness. God says, my covenant will I not break. Psalm 89 and 34. God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23 and 19. He is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10 and 23. Great is thy faithfulness in Lamentations. So I'm saying here that Satan understands how faithfulness is. Because well done, my good and what? Faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'll make you what? Rule over much. So a lot of people with potential have never gotten promoted because they haven't proved to be faithful. But faithful is not something that you can do in the natural. Because the enemy will try to put pressure on you to the point that you will become fickle. But all you got to do is drop back into your supernatural disposition and be faithful even when other people get fickle. Are you following what I'm saying? I'll read one more. Self-control. Oh, Lord have mercy. This is the one here that brought me to conviction. Self-control. It means moderation and indulgence on our appetites and passions. It means self-restraint. Meaning that somebody may go off on you. Come on, come on, come on now. Come on, help me now. I remember this guy, he had a business downtown, and he and I were fairly close. And he said, yeah, he said, man, I had to let her go. I said, what? He said, man, she wasn't treating my customers that call in properly. I said, what happened? He said, well, I came in one day and caught her cussing somebody out. I said, what are you doing? She said, well, they cussed at me. I'm going to let them know. I'm going to give them peace of my mind. Well, that is not even her business. That's this man's business. But when you have self-control and temperance, people can say mean things to you, but you'll just say, I love you, brother. Say amen. Amen. Now, I have to admit, I'm working in that area. Somebody say amen. Amen. Peace. Peace. Peace is stability when everything around you is falling apart. It's a peace that passes all understanding. Now, all of these are supernatural dispositions. Where did they come from? They came from the new nature that came in you when you got born again. And all of them flow from love. So everything, every one of them comes out of love. So I'm just saying to you right now, you can go into those dark places and God can equip you with peace, self-control, faithfulness. When other people wonder, how can you stand that? You say, I'm supernatural. Again, that's the God factor. Now, that's powerful teaching, meaning that factor God into everything that we do as believers. Don't leave God out. See, he said, if thou can believe, all things are possible with God. Remember Elijah and Elisha? Now, Elisha was a servant of Elijah, but Elijah now was going to be taken up. And when he was going to be taken up, Notice what Elisha asked for. He asked for the double portion. Praise God. There were twice as many miracles in the ministry of Elisha than there were in Elijah's ministry. Well, the same thing here. Listen at this. Jesus said, the things that I do, the works that I do, shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. We're supposed to be having miracles in the body of Christ all over the place. So your identity with Christ will cause demons to bow. I mean, every evil force will have to bow to the believers. This is the time we're going to. Praise God. Now, your announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings, and I'll be right back.
I said greater works. The works that he did shall we do too, and greater works. God does not want you or your experience or your status. He doesn't want anything to take credit for what he's about to do in your life. God wants him to get the glory. See, when he holds you up, he wants to make you a trophy, a sign and a symbol of how good he is. He wants them to see that you are not broke, not sick, not mad, not condemned. He wants all the fruit to be showing in your life, and they're gonna wanna eat it. What separates you from the world is the blessing. It's not you that's doing the work, he doing the work.
Discover mighty signs and wonders that will come through you today with Pastor Bill Winston's four-disc series entitled The God Factor. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.
Well, praise the Lord. Now remember, once you get born again, you have His divine nature inside of you. I mean, there are things that came with you being born again, like the fruit of peace and joy and love and self-control. All these things came with this new nature that you got born inside of you. Now, what do you have to do? Let them flow. And the way that they flow is through love. You and I have to love people. I'm not saying love them if they love you, but love them in spite of whether they love you, because that's when the supernatural is going to flow through your life. Praise God. Well, I appreciate your support at the Believer's Walk of Faith, and we love hearing from you. We want to know what God is doing in your life. How are these teachings helping you? Praise God. So visit our website and the Partners Cafe especially, and these are for offers for Bill Winston Ministries partners and those who have partnered with us and want to partner with us. Go to the cafe. We have some special teachings and offerings there for you. So contact us now again on www.billwinston.org. So until the next time, this is Bill Winston saying, keep walking by faith.